Okay. Legislation, which was signed last week by Republican governor, imposes voter identification requirements for absentee ballots, empowers state officials to take over local election boards, limit the use of ballot drop boxes, and make it a crime to approach voters to give them food or water as they wait in line.
Wait, so wait, people were getting food and water and now they're not?
Well, if the lines are long, there were people that would hand you a Republican water or a Democratic water, and they would have propaganda on it. Or like when we they were handing out cookies. The cookies we got after we were done, and it didn't make us vote any certain way, but they were still camped out in their beach chairs.
Okay, so one thing is I can see why they would make that rule, because then it would manipulate the vote. It's kind of petty. I could, you know, I don't know which side is doing it, but that just sounds kind of petty either way.
Hold on one second.
Democratic.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, if your ass is thirsty or hungry, then you got to get off the line and then you lose your space. And more likely than not, those voters, which are primarily Democratic, will give up waiting and go home. It's not because it had a vote blue fucking cookie.
No, I'm saying I don't know.
But that's okay, stupid. So just bring food and water. Like what? You can't bring food and water? You can literally stand on a line and order Uber Eats and have it delivered to you.
And then Joe Biden said, look at what's happening across the board. The very people who are victimized the most are the people who are the leaders in these various sports. And it's just not right. This is Jim Crow on steroids. What they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states.
So wait, I don't understand how that has to do with any kind of victimhood. Like, how does like making someone wait on a line, like you have to wait on a line when you go to Great Adventure, right?
Yeah. Wow. And then it says when the president of the United States.
I don't know. Wait. So if I have to wait online at Great Adventure, I can cry Jim Crow laws about that? I don't get that. That doesn't make any sense.
That's not what they're saying.
It's about the multiple having to identify yourself umpteen different ways. If you have an expired license, you're not eligible to vote. Like
if you don't have a voice. So what I don't understand is this. Like, all right, so what's the like? If you wanted to buy alcohol, you have to show ID, right?
But you don't have to show ID on an absentee ballot. You fill out the ballot and you send it in.
Yeah, but you have to request it.
Right. You have to go through a process to get it.
Yeah.
But they can't tell you that you can't vote from outside the country if you're like a soldier. They can't say you can't.
The soldiers vote no matter where they are, if they're registered to vote.
On an absentee ballot.
Right.
They
fill it out in another country
and send it to their state.
Yeah.
This year my license was expired.
Uh-huh.
And they almost didn't let me vote, except I had a passport, and I had to argue with them that my passport was a valid government ID and that I was eligible to vote. But because my license was expired, they tried to tell me my vote wasn't legitimate.
Yeah, because Paris didn't have a state ID, she had a federal ID, and they tried to tell her that was not acceptable.
So the one thing that makes it make sense is this, because all the elections are run by the state, right? It's not recognized by a federal thing, because that could be anywhere, right? A passport literally can let you go anywhere in the world, right? So that I can understand that, right? Because they want to make sure that you are living where you claim to be living currently, right?
Right.
So I can think with that. Like, that makes sense to me. Like, I can understand why they would say, well, we can't take a passport, because it doesn't prove that your residency is in the area that it's supposed to be for that election, right?
Or at that time. I have three different licenses.
Yeah, ID doesn't do that either.
Colorado, a license in Ohio, and a license in New York.
Yeah, but which ones are all current?
All legal.
They're all legal. Only two of them are valid.
But which ones are?
Ben's license says he lives somewhere he doesn't. Why?
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know about that. See, I have one. I have my license, mm-hmm. and it has my address on it. It's Actually, I think it's going to come up soon. So let me check now. It's going to expire. I'm looking now. Oh, next year.
You do birthday. Realize you're an adult, right? You're on the butt crack of 40, and you have to check and see if your license is expired.
It's well, you see, but that's part of your responsibility as an adult. You got to make sure that your license is not expired, right? Okay. So, I mean, look, there's just certain, I mean, the whole ID thing, I kind of always felt like when I was younger, I didn't really understand it, right? Having a driver's license is one thing. And in order to buy, when I was younger, think about it, when we were younger, to buy cigarettes, to buy alcohol, we needed to have ID to prove that we were the proper age, you know? And that's a whole other thing to talk about, like age to age appropriateness to buy certain things. In New Jersey, by the way, you have to be 21 years old to buy cigarettes now. Did you know that?
I agree with that.
But you know, my thing is this, I say, okay, fine. If you have to be 21 to buy cigarettes and alcohol, then you should be 21 in order to also vote and to join the military. Because apparently you can vote when you're 18, you can join the military when you're 18, but you can't smoke or drink until you're 21. So they'll let you go die for the country, but you can't have a smoke or a drink before you die. And that I don't understand. So they might, if they're going to raise those things up to 21, they should raise everything else up to 21 as well. And then they say, well, that's not fair. And they call that voter suppression. Well, okay, fine. Then lower all the ages to 18. And boom, make the drinking age 18, which of course I don't think is a good idea. Honestly, look what happens with 18-year-olds when they get drunk anyway. All right. They do the stupidest shit you can possibly imagine. All right. 18-year-olds do so much stupid crap. Okay. So, and we were 18. We know. I know. You know. You know. But I don't see why I can understand like the expired ID being an issue, right? I mean, if it was expired from like, I don't know, a week or something, I'd go, okay, we could let that slide. But if it's like a 2-year expiration date, that is, could definitely be a potentially red flag, right? Because someone might be showing an ID from somewhere else that they no longer live at. And now they're just using that in order to, you know, duplicate a vote in a different area. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like that's how I can see why that would be a thing. So I can understand that. What I don't understand is how they're going to call that, what was that? The Jim Crow on steroids? Like
that's what Joe Biden called it.
Well, I think he's just reading that off a teleprompter, to be honest with you. Yeah. I mean,
no, I don't think he read that off a teleprompter. He just said,
I don't know. I don't think the guy's really all there. You know, I don't think he's in a good mental condition. I do not.
Yes, Paris. Okay.
I mean, look, I've seen this with other people. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like I personally know people who mentally deteriorated. It's really sad and tragic. I see it happening with this guy. Mm-hmm. If this guy makes it through his first 4 years of president, he will not make it through a second term. If he gets reelected or not, like he would not, he's not going to make it unless they like pump him up full of drugs or something. But I just can't see that happening. You know, the guy is mentally deteriorating.
Paris said that he already announced that he's not rerunning.
I thought he said he was. He just said it like a week ago when he gave that press conference.
No.
No, there was a guy I got to be very close to, right? I met him. He was an older guy. He is an older man and really cool guy. Just a very, he's just a really awesome dude. He has some amazing stories from his youth when he was young. And, you know, he's just a really awesome guy. And he just started to deteriorate mentally over time. It was like a really sad thing to watch this happen. Mm-hmm. And now, yeah, my wife knows who I'm talking about. She's like, oh, yeah. but he's such an awesome dude. And now he can't really function. And like the last time I talked to him, you know, he's like, hey man, how's it going? You know, we're like talking for a minute. And then after a minute, he just kind of like gives me this blank look, like, and he's like, he looks, he's like, oh, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, oh my God, we just had this conversation, you know? And I'm like, this is really bad. And then as we're going through this, he kind of goes, I think we already did this, you know, like in his head, I could see him. He's like, and I see that what's happening with Biden right now. Like I'm watching him like in the press conference and I go, oh man, it's the same exact thing. You know, you can't. Anyone who's experienced it with somebody knows that's what's happening. And then they can lie about all they want. You can't, when someone knows something, you can't fool them with a lie. It's no matter what.
Is that your mantra for the day?
No, I'm just telling you, like, that's my observation from my own experience. You know, like you could say whatever. But when someone sees something for themselves, no matter what lies are told to that person afterwards, you can never convince that person that the lie is true.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. So you're going to get some dad advice and stuff together?
Yeah. Well, we're already recording, so. He's like, ah, crap. Yeah, I did it like this before.
Gotcha.
No, we don't need to do that anymore. That's the best thing.
All right. So the LeBron James bought the Red Sox.
Why?
Only a piece of it, I think. I don't know. He's
like part owner of the Red Sox.
And they need all the help they can get. They're the Red Sox.
I guess it's because basketball's not doing as good as baseball.
I don't know. Yesterday was opening day, so I don't really know what's doing good at all.
Well, I know that the basketball ratings like slammed last year for some reason.
Did they?
Yeah, it was like, I think like the lowest ratings they ever had or close to it was like pretty bad. So, but baseball did pretty good, even though they had like such a short season last year.
Well, I'm interested to see where they're going to put the All-Star game this year. Should be cool to see.
But I think they should just be ignoring all that stuff. Honestly, I don't see why Major League Baseball would get involved with politics.
Well, and then the governor of Georgia went on Twitter and say today at MLB caved to fear political opportunism and liberal lies.
I mean, I don't know. All I know is this. The fact that the MLB did any action whatsoever in regard to something that was political is a mistake.
But they're not the only companies based in Georgia that have made comments about not liking what Georgia's done. Delta Airlines is based in Georgia. Coca-Cola, Home Depot, they're all based in Georgia, and they're all really angry at what the government is doing down there, because once you start taking away voter rights, who knows what they're going to take away next.
But what rights did they take away? That's what I don't understand. What rights were taken away?
I don't know if necessarily it was taken away. It's just what was brought into.
Because if we're taking away voter rights, we do have, that's an issue. All right. And you should not be taking away the right for people to vote.
All right. Well, here's what it says. The legislation was signed last week by Republican Governor Brian Kemp, imposing voter identification requirements for absentee ballots, empowers state officials to take over election boards. So if an election in a county is not going how the board feels it should be, they have the right to take over and control what happens with counting the votes or how they're processed. Limits the use of ballot drop boxes so people can't just pull up in their car and drop the ballot in. And it makes it a crime to approach voters to give them food and water as they wait in line.
Like, I couldn't go up to someone who's waiting online and give them food and water? Or is that like specifically towards somebody?
No, it doesn't. That's the thing. It doesn't specifically target anybody. It just says illegal to approach voters in line and give them food and water.
Okay. All right. So everyone in Georgia, if you're voting and you got a long ass line to wait on, bring some food and water. I don't know.
Bring some popcorn and snacks.
There you go. Some snacks, some water.
Oh man. Okay. So I got stupid news. This one.
Yeah. I want to hear something stupid.
Two men charged with drug trafficking in Florida. Okay.
Sounds about right.
They could have done much better at hiding what was going on, but they were pulled over in Santa Rosa County on Saturday for doing 95 on Interstate 10. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when the trooper determined that they had felony warrants and one of them was on probation, he requested they get out of the car. So he starts looking around in the car, and they have pictures of it. There were two bags inside, and on the bags inside, it says bag full of drugs. Inside these two bags full of drugs, they found 75 grams of methamphetamine, 1.3 kilograms of the date rape drug GHB, 1 gram of cocaine, 3.6 grams of fentanyl, 15 MDMA ecstasy tablets, and various other drug paraphernalia.
Well, at least they're being honest about what they had in the bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Bag of drugs. Ah, I think this is what we're looking for, guys. Let's see. What do we got here? Bag full of drugs. Oh my god. Can't make this stuff up. Oh,
literally. Like, just the dumbest thing that has happened over the last week. I mean, you get pulled over, you have a bag full of drugs, and you just, I have a bag full of drugs.
Officer, what you're looking for is here. See, this is the don't arrest me because it's the drugs that are illegal.
Well, it was either that one or this guy who was trying to escape prison and in Ohio and thought it would be smart to climb into the ceiling, not knowing that a drop ceiling couldn't hold his body weight. So he waited about, 20 feet into the other, side of the jail and then just fall right through.
It's like right out of a cartoon. Oh no, like Paul Blart, Mall Cop, and they fall through the ceiling and they're trying to get away.
Yes. He was trying to pull his buddy up and then the other two got caught.
Oh yeah. My God. That's great.
No, that's just as bad.
Like, you made it 20 feet, 20 feet, 20 more years.
In the spirit of dumb news and stupid ideas, what do you have for some bad dad advice with Joe?
All right. So you ready for this? This is bad advice. All right. I don't know if this was already recorded, but if you want to check to see if your electrical outlets are on or off, do not have your children stick their finger in the electrical socket to find out. Do it yourself.
I don't think that's bad dad advice, Joe.
No, that's pretty good.
That's just like bad human advice.
Bad human advice. Well, if you're a man and you have children, that would make you a dad. So don't stick your children's finger in the outlets.
Yeah, and then you said stick yours in the outlets. There's one right behind you.
Yeah, that one. That's a 220, I think. That one. That'll.
Why don't you lick your finger and find out?
I think that's a 220. I think I took that off once. I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
I think it's a 220 because it's just an air conditioner, Joe. A 220 has a different type of plug than a three prong.
No, it's 110. No, but it's 110, but it's all sideways and stuff.
Nobody needed to see what they just saw. Everybody in the world knows what color your underwear is.
Oh, I can take that out.
Yeah, pull up your pants. There you go.
I could take that out. I might not, though.
No, you won't.
I'm too lazy to edit.
No, you won't take that out. You won't take that out. Okay, so then you got any jokes?
Well, let's see. We have, dad jokes?
Here, I got one for you. Just because your kid can fit down the storm drain you dropped your keys in doesn't mean you should send your kids down to retrieve them.
There you go.
That's bad dad advice. Trent is that size. He could pretty much fit down any drain.
I would just hold him by the ankles and just send him down till he grabs it or starts chewing on something, right?
Chewing on what? On it?
On whatever it is. You got to just pull him out. Pull him out quick. All right, you ready for this? So my wife said that I was immature, right? So I told her to get out of my fort.
No. No. That was horrible.
Yeah, that's a bad dad joke.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So, I mean, you've kind of just covered this as well. You know, don't put your finger in the electrical socket. That's how to not get electrocuted.
That's right. Yeah.
But you have anything else on that?
Well, let's see. How to not. And I mean, there's so much stuff. Okay. So if you do not want to start a riot, do not start burning flags, throwing bricks through windows, and start screaming tyranny. Don't do that. Otherwise, you'll have a riot on your hands.
So that's how to not start a riot?
How to not start a riot.
Okay, fair enough.
How to not start a riot. How to not start a riot. I don't recommend starting riots. We've had enough of those.
Yeah, no, we totally have. So I got a joke for you.
Yeah.
Some kids piss their name in the snow. Chuck Norris can piss his name into concrete.
Nice. That's true. That's true.
That's true. Seen his name in Jersey? Seen it in the concrete in Jersey somewhere?
Yeah, it's on Main Street.
On Main Street.
It's on Main Street in my town because what happened was he asked to use the restroom, right, at the local supermarket. And they said no because last time that's where he broke the urinal when he pissed in it. Uh-huh. So he said fine, and he pissed his name outside in the concrete.
When Chuck Norris was born, he drove his mom to the hospital.
Sounds about right. All right, so, oh my God, I hope you're ready for this.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, you ready? You ready? Are you guys ready? All right, it's about our friend Chuck, dear old Chuck.
Carlos, actually, Carlos Ray Norris.
There you go. Right,
aka Chuck.
Chuck.
Carlos.
Because if he looks at you a certain way, you will turn into beef Chuck. Okay. Now,
how do you get Chuck from Carlos?
Did you know that when Chuck Norris in the morning, when he drinks, like he has a mug of nails instead of coffee in the morning?
I did not know that. I did not. You know how old he is?
No. He's got to be like in his 70s.
Not even God knows.
You know he doesn't shower, right? He only takes blood baths.
No, he was actually born in 1940. He is 81 years old.
Wow, he's 81 for real? Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's got to dye his beard and stuff at this point, but who knows?
No, I think that his beard is gray, but it's afraid to show him, so it keeps its color.
Just made that one up?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you know he doesn't breathe, right?
No? What does he do?
He holds air hostage.
That's good.
Oh, my that's God. Good.
I just, yeah, that is great. On that note, I'm Ben.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the Titans of I Don't Know. And if you enjoyed the show, comment, tell us, give us some subjects you want us to talk about. Let us know how you're doing right down below. Talk to you soon.
And we are willing to have you come on the show if you'd like to talk to us about anything. Almost anything.
You want to teach us something.
Yeah, teach us something. I'd like to learn something.
Yeah. Anything.
Anything. Let us know. All right. Thanks for watching.